This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
People.
Isn't that pleasant? Y'all?
Yes. I'm adjusting. I'm still adjusting to people.
Being in front of people?
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've had you on the show many times.
Absolutely.
Always happy to have you here. You're a very popular radio host, 90 markets, millions of people listening to you. Best-selling author. You've got the Black Effect podcast network that you started.
Yeah.
You've got your own publishing imprint called
Black Privilege Publishing.
And now you've added another title. You are a late-night host on The God's Honest Truth with Charlamagne Tha God, which I executive produce.
Hey!
Now, I want to know, one thing we've never talked about is that, did you always want to be a late night host? Because it's kind of an odd job to have.
Really? Mr. Late Night Host.
It is.
Okay.
This was never the idea for me.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be a late night host. I mean, since the days of Arsenio Hall. And I feel like it was such a big gap between, like, Arsenio Hall and a black man and late night who was bringing that kind of energy. And then when it was the rise of, like, the Jon Stewarts and yourself, and you could say, oh, you can actually talk about something on late night, something of some substance, you know, it made me want to do it even more. And I had two late night shows before. I had Charlamagne and Friends and Uncommon Sense on MTV2. Yeah. Exactly.
That would be why. That'd
exactly,
be why
exactly.
Right there, yeah.
But, you know, Arsenio kind of, he kind of freed me a couple years ago because he was doing some interviews when he had a stand-up special coming out. And he said that Charlamagne is the me of this generation, but he doesn't have a late night show. He has, you know, the radio show and a podcast and YouTube, and that's where people are going now. So I was like, oh, okay, that's a relief. So I thought that, you know, that was off my vision board, but, you know, God had other plans.
Now you're actually over in the old Daily Show studios, my old stomping grounds over
there.
A lot of pressure. Exactly. What's the vibe of the building?
Oh, I love it. We named it the Happy Accident because...
You know I love that.
Yeah, we were sitting around having a conversation one day and you said that, you know, being in this building was a happy accident because that wasn't where we were supposed to be originally. And then you said your career was a happy accident.
Yes, nothing was planned.
Yes, and you told us this long 20-minute story, amazing story, and then... And then I go, oh, you said the happy accident. I said, oh, the happy accident, that's a great term. And then my showrunner, her name is Rachel, she came over and she had in her email that she had made her production company the Happy Accident. So we didn't know that. She has a logo and everything.
Wow.
Her logo was like a cup spilling with turns into a smiley face. So it's a happy accident. So
wow, that's
to me, that was all
spooky.
Divine.
Wow.
No, I believe that was amazingly normal.
For those things to be happening at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For you to say the happy
accident. That synchronicity seems normal
absolutely.
To you.
Absolutely. And that's why we named the building the Happy Accident.
Wow. How about this? Absolutely. It seems spiritual.
Yes. Divine. That's another word for spiritual.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Yes.
I have a feeling it wouldn't be
absolutely.
A good idea.
Absolutely.
Now, I want to talk to you about the first shows that you've done over
okay.
there. You've chosen as your subjects, so far the shows have been... Each show has its own focus.
Yes,
you know,
its own thing.
You drill down on one thing.
Absolutely.
Germany's denazification and America's lack of decrackification.
That's right.
Okay.
We have to decrackify America.
The FBI and yes. how abusive they've been of minority populations.
We got to decrackify the FBI, yes.
Okay. The right wing's panic backlash against what they believe critical race theory is to be.
Yes, we have to decrackify education.
Generational trauma.
Yes.
Generational trauma within the black community and an unwillingness to address that through therapy.
Yes.
And
you have to decrackify the mental health system as well.
And also, and then this past weekend, which I really enjoyed, which was the demon of social media and what that does to us.
Yeah, we just all have to disconnect from that, period. You know what I mean? I feel like we have to disconnect from social media in order to reconnect with ourselves, because I really feel like we're all becoming a bunch of emotionalist people who lack empathy, and we're just really algorithms in human bodies. Like, literally, we wake up every day and we wait for social media to tell us what to think, to tell us what to believe, and nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. So it's almost pointless to even get on there and tell the truth, because everybody just wants to be entertained.
Well, what else do you want to talk about? Those are four strong subjects to start with.
Yeah.
What's next on your agenda?
Next on the agenda is what we're calling the cowardly donkeys, which is the cowardice of the Democratic Party. Mm. Yes, and if
what should they be doing that they're not?
Well, I feel like, you know, if they don't stop being, you know, cowards, then I think that, you know, we're really, really looking at the death of democracy as we know it. Like, I mean, four simple things, you know. Four simple things the Biden administration could do to protect democracy. Number one, you got to protect voting rights, right? You just simply got to. Number two, you have to protect, pack the Supreme Court, right? Number three, you have to end the filibuster so you can govern, right? And number four, you have to make an example out of the people who attempted a coup of this country on January 6th.
I think they may do that. They may do that.
It bugs me out that we treat January 6th like it was just a bunch of kids wilding in Miami for spring break. Like, there was an attempted coup of this country. And it's like, we just don't even talk about it enough. Like, that should be the headline every night on every news network, every late night show, all the time.
Well, I think as we tape this right now, I think the House representative is voting whether to refer Steve Bannon for prosecution by the Justice Department for avoiding his subpoena.
Yeah.
Has that happened yet? Do we know? We don't know if it's happened yet.
And, you know, people think, you know, Hillary Clinton is crazy, right? Because she lost and they think she's just bitter. But like a couple weeks ago, she was saying how, you know, we're headed towards minority rule. And that's why she's, you know, in support of ending the filibuster and so we can govern, because she was like, you know, the GOP is just lawless and they don't care about rules. They gangsters. So when you're dealing with gangsters, you got to do gangster things.
You can't bring a spoon to a knife fight.
Exactly.
Now, I want to ask you about one thing. So the name of the show is The God's Honest Truth with Charlemagne the God, but then it says AKA Leonard McKelvey.
Yeah, it should actually be the other way around, but you know, it's TV. You got to go with the name Charlemagne.
Now,
first.
Everybody knows you as Charlemagne the God. That's how I got to know you.
Yeah.
Why is it important for you to be Leonard McKelvey, putting that back out there again, the name you grew up with in Monk's Corner, South Carolina?
Well, you know, for me, it's something that grounds me. You know, my therapist always says that, because I go to my therapist a lot and I talk to her about getting caught up in the caricature of yourself. You know what I mean? And I think it's almost impossible to be in this business and not get caught up in being a caricature of yourself at some point.
You have to fulfill the expectation people have for the things you've done before.
Absolutely.
And it becomes a feedback
loop. Absolutely. And when you start reading things about yourself in magazines or on blogs or whatever, you're like, oh, that's what y'all like? Well, let me give you more of that, you know? And it's like, for me, you know, the name Leonard McKelvey grounds me, because when I hear it, I hear my grandma, I hear my mom, I hear my wife. Like, nobody calls me Charlemagne at the house, you know what I mean? I hear my close friends. And I remember we had Will Smith on The Breakfast Club, like, last year, January of last year, and he said, you know, he had read my book, and he was talking to me, and he was like, I'm seeing the real you poke out. And he was like, I just want you to know that, you know, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. You are enough. And I was like, are you tapping my phone? Is my therapist giving you notes on me? Like, how do you know that? So I just felt like that was God talking through him in that moment to let me know, you know what? You're on the right path. You don't need to wear the mask no more. You don't have to be the character of Charlemagne. You can be Leonard. Leonard is enough.
You know what I call that? A happy accident.
A happy accident.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham. And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wildcard, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.